Okay. The night before last, I had a really bad dream. And it was basically, these nightmares, I get them every so often. And it's always this dark, shadowy figure. It's kind of got a form to it, but there's no face, there's no hands, but in my dream I get the sensation that, yeah, they're, you know, it's a person kind of thing, and it's always demonic feeling, like its main purpose is to kill me in my dreams. I've been having these dreams since the first one I had was when I was 27, and I'm very much into dreams and what they mean. And I even took a class at a local college here to better understand how to interpret them and understand them. And yesterday when my beloved and I went to pay some bills, he reminded me of my nightmare because he had to wake me up because I was not screaming, but I was squirming and, you know, like whimpering in my sleep. But while I was dreaming, I was screaming. And I know that if I make these noises, he'll wake me up and I won't die. But I'm wondering what the cause is for these demonic type of dreams. And are they really demonic? Now, I've been doing my research. Normally, I just pass them off. Because my beloved, he'll tease me and he'll say, so what are you, what demons are chasing you? Or my grandmother always used to say when people have nightmares that it was some form of guilt that a person isn't dealing with during their waking day. And I'm kind of wondering, but in my research, I'm finding that the dark, shadowy figure isn't always necessarily demonic in nature. It's the dark side of self. And I'm thinking, with my whole indecision on my faith and losing my faith and questioning if there is a God, maybe the guilt of leaving that part of me behind is the dark, shadowy figure. Because when I think of the recent, over the past few years, the things that have happened in my life, you know, I put a lot of faith in God. And I was always raised to believe that the truth always wins out. It always wins in movies. That's how it ends. Good versus evil. But in my case, it did not. And that's what really faltered my faith. Is that I put all my faith in a God who I thought would take care of me. And I mean, he did. And then I could be really angry and look back and say, okay, why did you save me from that motorcycle accident just to take everything that you had given me away and to make my children suffer and me suffer and to knock me down a notch? You know, because I was living the good life. So then my accident comes along, you save me, and I'm now living less comfortable than I was before. I'm supposed to have faith in this God, not to mention he let the evil ones win. But anyway, back to the demonic thing. I'm thinking that's what it is. It's got to be. Oh, some dark... I'm sorry. It was a green light and I'm just like sitting here spaced out. That it's the guilt and the dark side. Things that you, as an individual, are fighting, you know, to push down. Running out of time. Thanks, guys.